this is Mark Levine welcoming you to another episode of On the Mark. I became interested in politics in the early 80s as friends of mine became candidates for village offices in Manlius, New York, a small town just east of Syracuse. My friends asked me to help them with their campaigns, and I was hooked. I'm a very sociable person. I love to meet with people and enjoy conversations. I believed the issues my friends were concerned about, and I had little problems having petitions signed to place their names on the ballot. While going door to door, I met hundreds of people who wanted to discuss the issues about the current government representatives. I would explain the platforms of our candidates in hopes of getting their support at the polls. As time went on, I became a member of my party's choice as a committee member. There were heated discussions during these meetings. A lot of times, these committee members went after each other. In any campaign, there has to be fundraising. The best way to make this successful is to contact former donors who supported your candidates or their party in the past. Phone banks are set up and a list of political supporters are called to ask for their vote on election day or in a primary. Primaries are difficult. You can have several people in your party vying for a nomination to a government office. Whether it's a local or regional office, it can be very competitive and frustrating. I have seen great friendships destroyed by the infighting during a primary. I have seen celebration and depression in the 30-plus years I had campaigned. In local and city campaigns, thousands of dollars are spent on hiring a campaign manager. There's advertising, setting up a walking campaign, and driving all over the town, city, state, etc. Most local campaigns are managed by a local group of supporters, usually on the political committee. On a larger scale, city and state elections, that encompasses a much larger commitment from supporters from many different environs and businesses. Case in point, where I served on the committee for a candidate running for the office of mayor for the city of Syracuse. In 2009, our candidate opened his office next to my office. I knew this gentleman quite well, and I asked him if he needed my help with the campaign. He put me on his executive committee, and we started strategizing with the help of a hired campaign manager. The current mayor was finishing his term, and there would be no incumbent to be concerned about. We spent many hours setting up walking campaigns, phone banks, working with media outlets, and fundraising. I enjoyed the work, and I really believed in our candidate. Initially, there was only one candidate from either party running for office. At the last minute, another candidate from a different party, a lesser party, joined the race. We had to double our efforts in order to pull away from both candidates. Money is always an issue when running a campaign. Our campaign was quite successful in driving the campaign. However, our competition was well-funded and was from a wealthy family. Our committee worked very hard to meet as many voters as possible. We were campaigning throughout the city and parts of the county. We had hundreds of volunteers. And we were concerned about the third opposing candidate splitting the ticket. Polls had us in a very close race with the first mayoral candidate from the other party. The entry of the third candidate was a concern for both of us and our opposing party. For several months, I walked with our candidates in neighborhoods where I grew up. I had made hundreds of phone calls. Of course, I was available in the evenings and some weekends to support our committee. And by the time the election was upon us, we knew that we were neck and neck with a candidate supported by the major party. In the last few days of our campaigning, we put a huge effort in to gain as much footing as possible. On the day of the election, we all came to the office in the early afternoon and finished all the loose ends and prepared to watch the voting on TV. As time passed, we all became very anxious and excited, looking forward to the outcome. Watching the votes were being tallied, our hearts skipped a beat as we saw us starting to gain traction in the race. We were 5% up from our leading competitor and then dropped by 2%. This went on for some time. As each election district reported, we would hold our breath and wait for the count. After 9:30 p.m. that night, we knew we had lost the campaign. It was very close. The third-party candidate split the vote by a very small margin. The candidate from the opposing party, leading party, won the election. If you ever decide to enter the political world, keep in mind it can be a glorious or devastating experience. I have seen both sides. You work very hard for your candidate and have a feeling of failure and loss when it doesn't go your way. This can be depressing and discouraging, but it is politics. I just wanted to get the point across. As you listen to the current candidates for president and all the talking heads, make certain that you make your decision for you, not based on somebody else's opinion. Thank you for listening to On the Mark. Please tell your friends about Mark Levine's podcasts, and please give me a good review. I'd appreciate that. If you have any comments, questions, or please contact me at onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, onthemark93@gmail.com. This is your host, Mark Levine, saying thank you for listening to On the Mark. Or suggestions.